Okay, so last time we had Terror in Tiny Town from the Dead Time Stories series, and now we'll go over the entire Dead Time Stories series. So the number one is Terror in Tiny Town, which we covered. Number two is Invasion of the Appleheads. Robin and Andy's trip through a tourist trap known for its apple orchard turns into a nightmare when their parents are mutated into dried apple dolls by an evil witch. This really sounds more like an invasion of a witch, though. Maybe even a season of the witch, if you will. A lot of these stories involve scary things befalling parents. I guess that's pretty scary when you're a kid, provided your parents aren't already, I don't know, drunken maniacs. For those hypothetical kids, Apple Doll might not be so bad. 3. Along Came a Spider. Max and Mikey find a science kit filled with insects, one of which is a mutant spider. I just looked into whether you can get bugs by mail or whatever, and you totally can. I always knew you could get ladybugs, which is something I considered doing because I was like, who doesn't like a ladybug? But then I sort of figured we probably have the correct number of ladybugs for the circumstances we're in. Or maybe not. I don't know. What am I, an entomologist? You can definitely, though, buy a spider egg sack on eBay. It seems like a pretty weird thing to do and totally something I would suggest to an unscrupulous person who wanted to do something kinda terrible to someone by placing such a thing in their house. 4. Ghost Night with a K. While at his grandfather's retirement home, Cody discovers an abandoned building haunted by a princess whose parents were killed by a black knight. What was with the 90s and the black knight? I feel like this guy was everywhere in spooky books. Were kids afraid of knights? Should they have been? I don't think I was super scared of knights or anything. Maybe when someone goes in a room and a bunch of living armor is in there, but that's more about having to fight a bunch of guys with swords and armor, and you're wearing a pair of brown bell bottoms and a green shirt with the collar all blew out. 5. Revenge of the Goblins. After unintentionally stealing a green ball they found in the woods, Nina Russo and her friend Sammy accidentally open the door to a realm of goblins. How do you unintentionally steal a green ball? Is it tiny and gets stuck in the tread on your shoes? Actually, that would kind of work as a horror plot. Why would a supernatural artifact be typical human size? Wouldn't it make sense for a ceremonial dagger from another realm to be pebble-sized? Sort of like how Dollman works? Dollman is the model for future horror people. I've been saying this for years. 6. Little Magic Shop of Horrors. Peter and Beau sign up for the school's talent show and buy a magic kit from a strange corner store that included a box that causes Beau to lose his head. Oh, magic shops. Those can't exist anymore, can they? There used to be one in Estes Park, which is like our localish mountain tourist town. I loved that shit as a kid and did not realize that only true nerds did magic, although now it makes sense. The level of dedication it took to do most tricks convincingly is the sort of thing only a total nerd can manage. Do kids even do magic tricks anymore? How old am I? Where am I? 7. It Came from the Deep. Randy and Garrett's vacation is cut short when they learn that the resort they're staying at is run by sea mutants. You know, it's not really about whether the people running a resort are sea mutants, it's whether they care about your stay. I mean, I venture that staying at a resort where the staff gives a shit is probably more enjoyable than staying at one where they don't give two of Fs. 8. Grave Secrets. Amanda learns that her old mean neighbor has angered a ghost of a young girl who will not rest until she has her doll returned, which is in Amanda's backyard. Okay, well, this ghost is being kind of unreasonable. A, can't the ghost girl go into another backyard? B, is it really fair to blame anyone but yourself, young Miss Ghost? I do like the idea, though, that ghosts can just be an unreasonable douche, just like living people. 9. Mirror, mirror. Lindsay, Jordan, and Bree Daniels play the Mary Weatherworth, aka Bloody Mary, style spirit summoning game on a mirror haunted by a witch who makes all of their wishes come true at a horrifying price. Well, at least this gives a reason to bring Bloody Mary around, what with the wishes and all. I never really understood that as a kid. What's to be gained by Bloody Mary? I'll just be more or less terrified and injured, depending on how Mary is feeling that day? 10. Grandpa's Monster Movies. Thomas and his cousin, Leah Rose, attend their family reunion at their grandparents' farm and learn a particularly disturbing secret about their family after watching some home movies. Insert homemade sex tape jokes here. But seriously, how awesome would it be if your grandpa made monster movies? Even if they sucked, I feel that would make most grandpas a lot more relatable. Hey, do you think this podcast will become endearing and cute when I'm in my 60s? Should I start pretending like I'm super old instead of clinging to youth? Move the other direction in my never-ending chase for marginal popularity? 11. Nightmare on Planet X. A freak accident knocks an airplane out of the sky, and a boy named Nikki, who was on that flight, finds himself on an alien spaceship about to be dissected. Hey, what happened to Planet X? I just looked it up. I guess it's a hypothetical planet, the existence of which might explain some orbital anomalies, which... You know what? That's why Planet X fell out of favor. Boring. Too boring. Gimme aliens, gimme Star Treks. Fuck all that hypothetical orbit shit. 12. Welcome to the Terror Go-Round. Nothing much happens in Middletown until a strange carnival rolls into town and Alex and Joey take a ride on a merry-go-round that spins them back in time. I think my level of terror for traveling back in time would be heavily based on how far back I went. If I was in like 1975, I think I'd be fine, but 1875 would be rough. The future, assuming it's not a wasteland, would probably be the way to go. That's really the big time travel question, right? Do you think your chances of survival are better 100 years in the past or 100 years in the future? Or neither. 13. The Beast of Baskerville. A camping trip goes downhill fast when Adam Riley and their friends are being hunted by the local man monster, Jimmy Leeds, who lives in a well. Not a super compelling monster name, that one. Jimmy Leeds? It's not like, I don't know, Alistair Blackheart or something. That's kind of who you want living in a well, but maybe the other towns already got all the good names for people in their wells, so they just had to take Jimmy Leeds. 14. Trapped in Tiny Town. Sequel to A Terror in Tiny Town, Willie and his friends are sent back to Tiny Town and must avoid Hurley the Hobo at all costs. A squeakquel? Wait, they're sent back to Tiny Town? They were never in Tiny Town. I call foul on this description, this lack of continuity. Perhaps you fooled children in the 90s, sirs, but it's 2024 and I'm an adult reading these children's novels, and I call foul. 15. Cyber Scare. When Roy and Danny's obnoxious cousin Ernest responds to a suspicious email from someone called Vlad, he is swept into a computer game which Roy and Danny must win, not only to get Ernest out, but to keep from getting trapped themselves. Ah, yes. Check off the classic. Sucked into a computer. I feel like you could put together a few of these and make a series from the 90s. Sucked into a computer, monster at camp, move into a scary house, and let's call it a cryptid that's not actually scary. Boom, Pete Bumps. Which are the name I already gave to the growths on my Let's Move On. 16. Night of the Pet Zombies. Two boys, David and Eddie, use a potion to bring dead pets back from the grave, only to learn what happens when one tampers with life and death. I see, some kind of pet cemetery. You know, as I've aged, these stories become more understandable. Even at the risk of bringing back a monster, I might bury a beloved cat in a resurrection cemetery. I mean, the saying is that sometimes dead is better. Sometimes. Which also means sometimes alive is better. 17. Fairy tale. F-A-E-R-I-E. Colin and David acquire the ability to see fairies, but the blessing becomes a curse when the fae begin pestering humans. This would be, by far, the earliest use of fae I'd ever seen. 1997 is a very early use of this contemporary pronoun set, which I don't really understand. I mean, I get male, female, and between stuff, but this isn't even really between either, is it? You know, in my day, we just looked down into our underpants.
Goosebumps. Reader beware, you're in for a scare.